Today we want to focus on this thought. And please don't think you know everything about this. Well, I've fasted before and I've done this, but let's just hear what God has to say today. I believe that God has given me some more new information. And even if you think, well, that's the same message, it's never the same message. If it's anointed of God, there's things there that God has placed there just for you. Amen. I believe that. And so we don't need to let the devil talk us out of not listening and paying attention. So we want to focus on this thought, the first word, a lifestyle. Not just 21 days or 40 days at the beginning of the year, but a lifestyle of prayer and fasting produces healing. It produces deliverance. I guarantee it. It produces revelation knowledge. I've experienced it. It produces boldness. And it produces miracles. And that's just a short list. But most people do not know anything about fasting. Prayer with fasting is clearly practiced in the New Testament. And if you want to know what kind of church this is, I don't like any title or any label except a New Testament church. That's what we strive to be. If they have it in the New Testament, we intend to have it here. The Jews, even before Jesus Christ, fasted 2 days a week. Fact, history, easily proven. And the Christians in the early church, for the first few hundred years, fasted 2 days a week. In Luke 18, verse 11, the Pharisees stood up. This is Jesus telling this parable. The Pharisees stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like others, or not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all. But the tax collector stood at a distance, beat his breast, and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the way you come to God. I'm not preaching on that, but that is a great message that Jesus shared there. The Pharisee was bragging about how righteous he was, which is pride and arrogance, which means he wasn't very righteous at all. And the tax collector knew he was a sinner, so he just confessed it by saying, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the way you come to God. Verse 14 says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. I use this parable only to show that the Jews of Jesus' day fasted 2 days a week. That's why Jesus put it in the parable and had him bragging about it, because Jesus would teach, I do not do fasting to be seen of men. This guy was doing what all Jews do. He's fasting 2 days a week, but he's bragging about it. And when Jesus says, do your fasting in secret, you're praying in secret, you're giving in secret, that's all he's saying. Do not do it to be seen of men. Well, you got to keep it a secret. Well, how can you keep it secret and have a sacred assembly and call everybody to fast? And Jesus didn't keep his a secret. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And we know it. Everybody in the whole world that has a Bible knows it. He didn't keep it a secret. Don't you wish all preachers as smart as me? Not necessarily that smart, but I can read. Read the Bible if you'll know the truth. Jesus knew how the Jews fasted, and so he put it in that parable. The early church followed the Jews' example and fasted 2 days a week. In other words, they stayed fasted up so that when a problem arose, all they needed to do was to pray and meditate on God's word. This is how I've received faith for healing. That's how I received Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophets of Isaiah. That when he came to take infirmities and sicknesses. Do you believe I'm here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Yes. I was fasting and praying. I wasn't sick. I was just fasting and praying. And God gave me that revelation. But something I was doing, I was meditating on the Word of God. When you're praying, that's you talking to God. And when you're meditating on the Word, that's God talking to you. Remember that. Everyone needs to pray, and I believe add a little fasting to it. It will not kill you. And if you're concerned about your weight, this would be a good time to do something about it. If you go by these guidelines and things I'm going to share, you can do it. And if you're uneasy about it, get you a good doctor like I have that fasts and believes in fasting and get him to coach you. But fasting is good for you. I saw a commercial on the television about this diet program. They guarantee you'd lose 7 pounds. I guarantee you lose a lot more than 7 pounds if you fast 21 days and not eat any food. How many like my guarantee? Luke 5:33, they said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But yours go on eating and drinking. Notice the Jews, including John's disciples, practice prayer and fasting. Verse 34, Jesus answered, can you make the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? But the time is coming when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast. Let me ask you a question. What does will fast mean? Does it mean if or maybe? Or does it mean will fast? If you want to know the miracle power of God and how the relationship with Jesus that the disciples had, there's only one way to get it, and that's fasting food. The disciples had a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, and it took me years to figure out what he meant. And I prayed about that. And finally, just a few years ago, I felt like God shared that with me, that what he meant was they had a personal relationship with him, and the only way they could maintain it was through fasting. And let me explain it just a little bit. The disciples had a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord while he was on earth. The only way his disciples, including you and me, we're all disciples of Christ, or we're not saved. You're not the 12 or the 12 apostles, but everyone who follows him is his disciple. The only way his disciples can continue in this kind of relationship is by prayer and fasting. When I am on a long fast, my spirit man opened up to Jesus, and he is super real. It's just like I can touch him. The relationship is so real. When we develop this kind of intimate relationship, we can be healed. But when his presence is so real, you feel like you can touch him, you can get healed. And not only can you get healed, you can help other people get healed. And I've been healed a little bit of everything. And we had a fast a few years ago. The school teacher came, and her brother had been a part of this church for years and years and years. And I guess he told her about the fast, and she came and she had a giant gourd around her neck. I'd heard about these things, but I never seen anything. And I always kind of wondered, are those people stretching the truth a little bit? can those gourds really disappear? And she told us, she said, I think it's my mother, my sister, and others in the family has had gourds and had them removed. She said, I'm afraid of the knife. And so I'm just believing God take this thing away. So she came up during one of the altar calls, and I wasn't preaching that night. Somebody else was, but I was praying in the altar. And I happened to be the one that got to her. I laid hands on her, and I started praying. Have you believe the Bible when it says watch and pray? I watch and pray. If you try to sneak up on me while I'm praying, I got one eye open. Bible says, watch and pray. And so I had one eye on that gourd, and all of a sudden that skin or neck just went limp. The gourd was gone right in front of me. And she just stand there, and I whispered, I said, check that gourd. And she put her hand there, and when she did, I had to run because she started screaming and yelling and swinging her arms. I had to get out of the way because she got so excited that thing was gone. And we had a medical doctor here that came up and checked her, and he said, it's gone. Amen. Well, I don't believe in fasting. Do you believe in getting healed? Come on. And notice they did not complain that Jesus was not fasting 2 days a week. So I believe he was fasting 2 days a week. I know he fasted 40. Jesus practiced and taught fasting. In Matthew 6, verse 3, but when you give to the needy, that's what we're doing, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And all he means is don't do it to be seen of men, to be like that Pharisee bragging about holy and righteous you are and all the great things you're doing. Just do it for the glory of God, but you don't have to hide it either. Verse 4, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And that's a promise. Well, I'm not looking for a reward. Well, that's okay. You don't have to look for it. If you obey him, he'll reward you anyway. I don't look for rewards either, but I get them. Seems like every day. Shortly after one of our 21 days of fasting, the whole church fasting and praying, this man came and sat in the back, came up after church, said he'd been sitting there and his back was healed in church. How many want a church where you can get healed sitting in one of the chairs? And I didn't know who he was. He looked like everybody else. How many know billionaires look like everybody else? And so he wound up giving the church $1.6 million right after a fast. Oh, I'm leaving fasting. Well, we didn't turn the money down. That's one of the main reasons you're sitting in this church right now. This was built. And, of course, we had raised, I think, close to another million before it was all said and done. But here we sit, and God used that man immediately after a fast. Matthew 6, let me see, where did I get to here? Jesus practiced fasting and taught fasting. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Matthew 6, 6, but when you pray, now this is all in the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached. And when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. How many know God is unseen? You don't see him. But he sure can make himself real. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So he says, if you give, your Father will reward you. I don't know, hardly any preacher would disagree with that. If you're a giver, God will bless you. Amen. In some way. And if you pray, God will answer prayer. Matthew 6:16, however, says, when you fast. Now notice it says the same thing, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. Do not look somber as the hypocrites do. That's why I drank a little juice, so I don't look somber. I don't look like I'm passing out any minute. A little bit of juice would turn the lights back on. Can you say, praise the Lord. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do. See, that Pharisee was a hypocrite, bragging about fasting. As the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men. Say, to show men. To show men. Say it. To show men. They are fasting. So you don't do it to show men. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. Can you imagine what I look like if I put oil on my head? I've got enough oil up there right now. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to brag about it either. And I'm going to tell people, though, so they'll know how to get blessed. Amen. Verse 18, is so that it will not be obvious. There you have it. Say obvious. Not to be obvious to men. It's amazing how people read things and don't even read it. You know, don't even hear what it's saying. I went to the radio station once and I was fasting and everybody's trying to get me to eat something, and finally I said, look, I'm fasting. This one goes, aha! You lost your reward because you told somebody you're fasting. I almost lost my reward because I almost punched him. So that it will not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done for the right reasons will reward you. That's what it means. Jesus said, when you give and when you pray and when you fast, your Father will reward you. What great reward is a greater reward is there than you getting your prayers answered and seeing people healed and delivered. One of the reasons I really was convinced that fasting worked, one of the first 3-day fasts I went on, it almost killed me because I didn't know what I was doing. But you got me to help you. And Dr. Rick, our medical doctor, will be here during this fast, teaching 3 nights. He can help you. He gives me advice. I mean, I already know everything, but I listen. I know that didn't surprise you. A preacher thinks he knows everything. But I really don't know everything. But don't tell anybody. But when I got back from that 3-day fast, I was down in the Appalachian Mountains, straight from Lexington, Kentucky, into those mountains down there where all the hillbillies are. Okay. And when I got back, I got word that Steve Urey, one of our teenage boys, had been diagnosed with either glaucoma or something in his eye. And the doctor said he will definitely lose his eyesight, and he'd already lost a lot of it. So I went to the church, grabbed the bottle of oil, drove out to the farm where they lived, and laid hands on him and prayed for him. His father and I agreed together. Immediately, Steve said, "I can see better." Amen. God totally healed his eye. He went back to the doctor to get examined. How many know God is not afraid of a doctor? That's right. And so the doctor did what doctors do, lay down, roll over, breathe in, breathe out, you know, stand on your head, whatever. And he was laying on his back looking up at the doctor, and he said, "Doctor, God healed me." I think he's about 12, 13 years old. And the doctor said, "Son, he must have. That's all I can say is he must have. Because your eyesight's perfect." And God healed me of rosacea. Right after a 40-day, I don't know which one it was did a long fast. And worked a great miracle for me there. Anyone who wants to fast can. But it's very important that we know what we're doing. I mean, you're doing something your body's not used to, going without food. People with a high metabolism may pass out if they do not get a little juice to keep their blood sugar up. And here again, you have these braggers and boasters. "Well, I drank only water." I've discovered that some of them are flat lying. They're not telling the truth. They're drinking other things. Verse 8, the best fast is a fruit fast. Fruit juice, rather, fast, not fruit fast. Not food, fruit juice. The best fast is a fruit juice, and the best juice for fasting is white grape and apple juice. Acidic juices such as orange juice, I'm giving some good information here, such as orange juice or tomato juice can cause stomach problems. Also, it is important to keep your electrolytes up with a little Gatorade or something that has essential electrolytes, and you need to get your minerals and everything as well. And so while you're fasting, your body still has to have certain things operate. Unless you're planning on laying in a coma. Everyone cannot fast food using water only. It's impossible. You pass out. Some people try to make themselves look superior. And the reason a lot of people can't fast is because they don't know how to fast. And no one's ever taught them. Coffee with a small amount of fat-free milk and a little honey. I put a little honey or raw sugar. Can make the fast a lot better. And until a few years ago, they told me coffee was bad for you, it'd kill you, and all kind of stuff. They also said eggs would kill you and milk would kill you. I mean, have you learned not to listen to all these know-it-alls? Now they've all turned around and say all those things are good for you. Eggs are good for you, milk are good for you, coffee's good for you. And so these people cause a lot of heartache because they don't have a clue to what they're talking about, and they claim to be medical professionals in some cases. But most of them are not medical professionals. They just stick their nose in where it doesn't belong. You know, and start trying to tell people how to live. Well, they've proven by fact that coffee can even help prevent cancer. It can give you a boost, help you to feel better. And when you're not getting any food, a little hot coffee can go a long way. But I can't drink Starbucks black coffee you know, on an empty stomach. So you mix in some fat-free milk or 1% or whatever with a little bit of honey. And, I mean, you don't drink no 12 gallons. I'm talking about one small cup at a time. Can you say amen? Maybe two or three times a day or something. And it can really make all the difference in the world. That's not really fasting. Well, Daniel did a Daniel's fast and actually ate some food, and God still blessed him. What I'm talking about is a lot more than Daniel's fast. It's giving up all food. It's amazing how people can get all screwed up in their head. Well, drinking a little juice will break my fast. No, it won't. When I shut my digestive system down, a little juice will not start it back up. Soup will. Food will. But a little bit of juice, your body burns it up like that. And it gives you the blood sugar you need for your brain to work. And some of you need all the help you can get. And that certainly goes for me. green tea. And I talk about drinking coffee, but I drink green tea every day. That's why I kind of have a green glow. Green tea and herbal tea are very good. Some drink juice, coffee, and tea, and they will not start your digestive system back up. That's the key to a food fast. You shut your digestive system down and do not start it back up. That's why I love a food fast more than a Daniel's fast, because once I take a bite, I want to eat the whole thing. And so it's better just to shut it down and keep it shut down. A small amount of these things will not start your digestive system back up. If you sat down and drank a gallon of juice, it might. I've never tried it. If you want to know how to fast, this is how to know. Just ask someone who never fasts, and they'll tell you exactly how to do it. Well, you got to drink just water. Well, who died left you got? But ask someone who has fasted 21 to 40 days at a time for years, they can tell you what works. Also, ask a doctor who fasts. Be careful. Some of these doctors, they don't get sued, so they'll just say, don't fast. But if you find one, but now more and more doctors are teaching fasting, and you can't hardly pick up a magazine or anything now without some article about how the benefits of fasting, intermittent fasting or some kind of fasting. Years ago, I tried to fast only drinking water. One day, in the beginning, that's what I did. Just fast everything but water. One day, I almost passed out, and I was hurting all over. And I just laid down on the bed. Oh, God, help me. And the Lord spoke to me. But sometimes I don't want to hear what he's got to say. I was convinced I shouldn't drink anything but water. The Lord spoke to me to drink 3 or 4 ounces of juice, and I refused because I thought it would break my fast. Things went from bad to worse, so I decided to obey. Immediately, when I took just a little bit of juice, 3, 4, 5 ounces, I didn't measure it. The lights came back on, and I felt like praying and reading Scripture. What good does it do to lay on a bed in a coma or feeling like you're dying, you can't even pray or read the Bible? What good does that do? It's not about fasting. It's about prayer and praying and meditating on God's word with fasting. Fasting is the booster. And so if fasting is creating a problem so you can't even think and can't read the Bible and can't meditate and can't pray, what good is it doing? A few years later, I was talking to my doctor, Dr. Rick Mays, about fasting, and he said, Pastor, you have a high metabolism. If you do not, and he's fasted 40 days, if you do not get some juice while fasting, food, you will pass out. And I had already done that, almost. I decided to listen to the Lord, to my doctor, and to my body, and not to all these know-it-alls that never fast. How about you? You see, prayer with fasting, if done correctly, helps put me in an intimate place with the Lord so I can better receive from the Lord. And not only for me, but for you. And COVID almost gave me a different kind of prayer ministry. People text me, and if you have my number, if you don't have it, I certainly don't, if you're part of this church, I certainly don't mind you having it. You say, well, what if people get on your nerves? And I just won't answer it. But if you have a need, I want to know it. I can help you pray it through. We've had a lot of miracles since COVID, just me praying for people in my private time and praying on the phone. Amen. But a lot of that anointing comes from fasting. I'm just waiting on an amen. Amen. Okay. I use filtered water, not distilled water. At first, everybody says, well, use distilled water. Well, I tried that. I use filtered water, not distilled water, because it does not have the minerals my body needs. And what you want to get rid of is the chlorine. And we have to have chlorine on a daily basis because everything's so dirty. But when you're fasting, you want to get purified water that doesn't have the chlorine in it, because that can build, I know, it can make you sick. So I use filtered water. Fasting is not in, you may do something different. I don't care what you do as long as it works. But this is what works for me. Fasting is not about starvation or inflicting pain on the flesh. Some people think, well, the more painful it is, the better it is. That's utterly ridiculous, and it's contrary to Scripture. Deliberately inflicting pain or physical abuse to the body for spiritual reasons or for any reason is not scriptural. Matter of fact, I think it's ungodly. Modern medical science is proving that proper fasting is indeed healthy for the physical body. I'm healthy partly because of fasting. Even on a food fast, if we will properly take care of our bodies, we can be alert, healthy, and feel good, so we can meditate on scriptures and pray and even preach. Can you say amen? Can you tell I've been fasting 5 days? You can't tell it, except by the glow. And that's the oily head. Bald oily head. You see, most of us have to continue work. And that is not possible if you're sick or lying in a coma. Some think, more the pain, better the fast. The opposite is true. Now, some of this comes from monks and different people, you know, trying all kind of things. But I'm not a monk and don't plan to be anytime soon. A lot of things may sound holy but have no scriptural benefit. Listen to this. No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. That's what the Bible says. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. You're supposed to take care of your flesh even when you're fasting. Is this benefiting anybody? And even if you decide not to fast, at least you know why I do. I may be crazy, but it's not because I fast. Okay. Take care of your body with fasting, or while fasting. We are talking about healing, deliverance, and revelation knowledge through prayer and fasting, not torture. Praying with fasting is putting ourselves in a position to hear and receive from God. Fasting is not about pain or suffering. It's about opening oneself up to the Lord. It is about praying and meditating on God's word and building our faith to hear from God and to receive God's anointing and power. As a preacher, as a man of God, I want to have the power of God flowing out of me so I can be a blessing to other people. The apostles had it. The preachers, after all the apostles died, had it. Go back and read the apostolic fathers. It's all right there. They had great power. And we have the same power they had. It's the same Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus, anointing us. He said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do, and greater works than these shall he do. And why do you think that's not happening with more Christians? It's because they're not a doer of the word. They won't pray, they won't fast, they won't go to church half the time, and they don't have the power of God, and they have to explain it away by saying, well, it passed away. If the power of God passed away, the Holy Spirit passed away. And that didn't happen. It's not going to happen. Amen. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit's come upon you. Where's the power? And lost because we refuse to pray and fast and go to church and be a doer of the word. Fasting is like a booster to our praying and seeking God. It is very difficult to pray and meditate on God's word when you're sick or laying in a coma. Healing comes through prayer with fasting when we meditate on the word of God. You don't get healed just because you skip a biscuit. You got to be meditating on the word and praying. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, my daughter, and this doesn't say if you feel like it, says to do it. My son, attend to my words, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. If you want to take good care of your flesh, meditate on the word of God. Day and night. The Bible says day and night. God's word is life and health to our flesh. Prayer with fasting and meditate on God's word produces healing. But you got to have the prayer and the meditating on God's word. And even church, God's people around you agreeing with you in prayer and supporting you. See, fasting is not about earning anything. Well, I'm not going to try to earn anything from God. I have people tell me by fasting and praying. Hey, it's not about earning, it's about obeying. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? When you give, when you pray, when you fast. And there's a lot more to that, and we'll get to that some other time, but the New Testament's full of fasting. Paul said, I'm in fastings often. He uses the word nastia, which means fasting for spiritual reasons. He did fast sometime because he didn't have food. But then there he uses a different Greek word. But when he's talking about fasting for spiritual reasons, he uses that word, fasting, that means spiritual reasons. Fasting for spiritual reasons. It is not about manipulating God to get what you want. Well, if I just fast and pray, I can get that new car. That is not what fasting's about. It's about obeying God and meditating on His Word and getting in His presence so you can discover the will of God for your life and then get the anointing and the power to go do it. When God spoke to me and told me to come here and start this church, I was just praying. Yay. I wasn't trying to manipulate God to get me to go start a new church. I was happy where I was. The board had just met, gave me a big pay raise. And we had a brand new baby, wasn't even a year old. We just bought a brand new house. And God told me something I didn't want to do. So, you know, you don't pray and fast and seek God to manipulate God. You pray and fast and seek His face. And when He gives you a word like Matthew 8:16-17, you may have to change everything you believe about that subject, but you change it because you heard from God. And when we heard from God to come start this church, we did everything we could to get out of it. But finally, when we knew it was God, we came. And here we are 43 years later, sitting on a piece of property probably worth $20 million or more. So praying and fasting is not trying to manipulate God to get what you want. It's to hear the voice of God, because what God wants is really what you want. You just don't know it. This is what I wanted, but I just didn't know it. Prayer with fasting is about putting ourselves in a position to receive from God by hearing and obeying Him. It is about discovering the will of God and receiving the power and ability to carry it out. We receive from God by being a doer of the Word, and a part of that is praying and fasting and meditating on His Word. Jesus said, when you give and when you pray and when you fast, you'll be rewarded. There is a big difference between when and if. It is if you fast. When I decided to add fasting to my prayer life, my world changed, and that was in Lexington. I'd been associate pastor for 9 years, and I've done other kind of ministry, but I never pastored a church. And I just realized, man, I'm not going to be able to do this if I don't do something different. And I heard W.L. Rogers talking about fasting, so I thought, well, I'm going to try that. But nobody taught me how to fast, and that's why I almost killed myself a couple times. Okay? But I just started. And God began to work miracles, and I've already told you some of them. Became anointed to help others to receive healing because of my praying and fasting. Dottie had kept me awake for 7 years because she had these horrible allergies. And she had used nasal decongestant by half the night. You know, she's beautiful and wonderful, so it's okay. But when God gave me this revelation through praying and fasting about healing, we were living in Lexington where I was pastoring, and then we drove down, took a little vacation in Gatlinburg, and stayed at the old Mountain Lodge. Y'all remember that as you enter Gatlinburg there? Been gone a long time. They tore it down. And it was greatly anointed because Daddy got healed there. Okay, it wasn't the lodge. It was the Word of God that healed her. Matthew 8:16-17. And I said, Dottie, I feel led to pray for you. She said, you pray for me 100 times. I said, yeah, but this is different. I feel like I need to pray for you. I laid hands on her and prayed for her and got instantly totally healed those allergies. They've been gone for all these years. Every now and then she had a little sneezing thing or something, but all those things were so horrible she had to have she had to give herself a shot, I think, every other week. And God healed her. Bill Keith was a popular radio DJ there in Lexington, and he had hypoglycemia. He worked at the radio station. He was one of the best voices in town on the radio. And I had put some sermons on that station, and so I got to meet Bill Keith and got to be his friend, got to talk to him, and he was telling me about this hypoglycemia. He said, Barry, if I eat a little piece of pie or something, he said, I'm in bed for days. He said, it just about kills me. And he said, I've had the best hands laid on me. Oral Roberts prayed for me, and I still didn't get healed. I even had him to come to Knoxville after we came here, and he shared his testimony here at the Vermont Inn. And so we're having some healing services. And so I said, Bill, I don't know why God hadn't healed you, but come to these services. Let's keep believing God. And so he came, and he was about the third row back. I remember him standing there. He's a big, impressive guy. He was older, about 65 or so. But he's very distinguished. Standing there, and I noticed he raised his hands and he was praying. Nobody touched him. Nobody prayed for him. He just stood there and prayed for himself. And he said to God, he says, Lord, I've had the best hands laid on me, but I know if I'm going to be healed, I now know that if I'm going to be healed, that I must put my faith in you. And right now I put my faith in you to heal me and heal this hypoglycemia. And instantly he knew he was healed. And he went home. He said, I'm going to prove it. Nobody prayed for him. Nobody told him anything. He just, this happened between him and the Lord. And he went home and got a bowl of ice cream and ate it. Amen. Well, that didn't do anything, so he got a second one. That's a good excuse to eat ice cream. Ate a third bowl. And then like on a Monday or Tuesday, there's a big old church there. Our church, big old church right downtown, and it had 1,000 steps out front, and through the ice and stuff, they were cracking. And so I had somebody out there working on the steps, and I'm sitting on the top step, and Bill came around the corner, and he was so excited. He said, Perry, I just mowed my yard. I said, well, what's so exciting about that? He said, I've never been able to do it. He said, God has totally healed me. And he came and shared his testimony here for us at the Nostra, at the Ramada Inn where we started. A great benefit of fasting is cleansing the body. Some medical professionals got to go fast, and some people consider this a little gross, so I'll go fast anyway. Some medical professionals believe that fasting is one of the greatest antioxidants of all times. If this is true, fasting can help produce healing because a healthy body can heal itself of many things. I use a small amount of natural laxatives, such as prune juice, to flush the poisonous waste out of my intestines. The amount of natural laxative or prune juice, you can get fiber and other things, is to be determined by each individual. I start without about 4 to 6 ounces of prune juice daily for a few days before I begin the long fast of more than 3 days and sometimes even into the fast. And the reason we feel terrible or sick or nauseated is not because of not eating. It's because of the toxins and poisons in us from digesting the food we ate before the fast. That I discovered that was a problem. I got sick several times. I didn't know what in the world was going on. When we stop eating, there is nothing to push the waste out. And it just stays right here. It's poison. It's toxic. That is why the natural laxative, get that stuff, move it out. If I do start feeling sick or on a fast, I just drink about 2 or 3 ounces or 4 whatever prune juice. Almost immediately, I start feeling better. When my system is cleansed, I actually feel better on a fast than when I was eating. Actually, I'm starting to feel better right now. And it's just been 5 days. Digesting food is hard work for your body. Do you not know that? And can cause gas and heartburn and all kind of things. This is why I feel better when I fast and flush the toxins out. Sometimes a person think on a long fast will think, well, I got diarrhea. It's not diarrhea. It's the body flushing that stuff out. And if that's gross, sorry. No, I'm not, because you need to know that. And sometimes you fast in food, you do have some kind of a heartburn or something going on. But I think this is just 2 or 3 years ago. I had some things going on, and I said, Lord, what can I do about this? And there was a box of baking soda right in front of me. And I just picked it up and read it, and it says that a half a teaspoon. You can't get carried away baking soda. You use a tablespoon, you might put you in a hospital or worse. Just a half a teaspoon, and that's what it said, put just a half a teaspoon in a little water. That's what I did. I drank that, and it took care of everything. I mean, God has just taught me fasting for 43 years, and I'm still learning things. When I am not eating, I do not have the energy I normally have, however. One day years ago, I felt so good in the middle of a 40-day fast, I forgot I was fasting for a moment. I went to, I think it was UT Hospital, and it's down in one of the lower garages, and I felt so good, I just started running up the steps. About halfway up, I remembered, I'm fasting. Because my head, I got lightheaded, felt like I was going to pass out, grabbed onto the rail. And so I don't necessarily have the energy, but I feel good, and I can still work, still go, still preach and beat on the lectern, Bible stand, whatever this is. I went to visit a member there in the hospital, and I discovered I was fasting. I remembered I was fasting and slowed down. However, when I keep my blood sugar and electrolytes up, I'm able to keep working, keep going. And occasionally, I've actually went out and ran a couple of miles. So don't tell me fasting will kill you. Matter of fact, eating will kill you. That's why everybody's trying to sell you all this stuff to get rid of all these toxins. Antioxidants. I mean, that's all over the place. Everybody's talking about antioxidants, antioxidants. Well, try fasting. That'll antioxidize you, whatever it is. That'll take care of it. Not if you do it right. Not only am I not sick or in pain, often I feel fantastic. I need to get y'all signed up. Y'all ready to get signed up? Does anybody have these cards? Ushers, greeters, and most of you, I think, already have the brochure. I got to hurry. I got 1 minute. So grab them and charge to the front. If you got them, come on, fast, fast, fast. Run. I got 1 minute. I'm not kidding. It's 19 minutes after 10. It's supposed to be done at 10, 20 minutes after 10. Raise your hand if you don't have one of these. And if you already got one, you don't have the card, go ahead and take another one and fill that card out right now. I've already told you some good things. So put your name on that. The type of fast you're going to do, food 21 days or 40 days, or 1 week or 2 weeks, or one meal a day, or Daniel's fast, just write it down. Put a prayer time there. If you do not make an appointment with God, you probably won't pray. Make an appointment and keep it. Put your prayer request on there and write so I can read it, and I will pray over every one of them. Amen. Let's stand.